here with Mr. John Buckley from Gerber Federal Credit Union. How are you, John?
I'm great, Mike. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Welcome to Hawaii, and hope you guys are having a good time amongst your networking.
So, Absolutely.
Not a bad venue.
Not too shabby. Yeah.
Not too shabby. Hey, one of the things that you wanted to talk about was a recent community charter approval and growth potential at your credit union.
Yep.
Divulge. What's going on here?
Well, we applied for and got a federal community charter approval to open up membership to our whole county and some surrounding townships. So we took our potential membership from 20,000 to 62,000 over a 8-month period.
That's still quite a jump.
It's a big potential opportunity for us. What's interesting is that our staff was concerned that we'd have this big influx of people the minute that we flipped the switch. And it doesn't work that way. It's not like you open up a new restaurant down the street and everybody tries the new place. It doesn't work that way with their banking relationship. Yeah. That takes time, that takes relationships, and so now we're working on that part of it.
So what do you do to get people to come in the door now that you have this kind of expansion, so to speak?
Well, we
obviously marketing is a big part of it.
Big part of it. Yeah. And it's basically an awareness campaign. Okay. So we've done a big billboard spread at all the outreaches of the territory that we've got approved. And we've got big, oversized pictures of members who weren't part of our original SEG to show that you don't have to be part of Gerber Baby Food Company in order to be a member of the credit union.
Right.
So we got these big pictures spread throughout the community of recognizable faces, and hopefully over time that will draw traffic.
Yeah. Because I think this is an important topic right now. It's very timely because of the whole field of membership changes and things like that. Yeah. There's a lot of credit unions out there that are like seeing potential like you guys have seen, and they might be in the same boat. Any advice for them?
Well, just that I think in this day and age, with so much competition for the consumer dollar, with so much pressure on cost, you have to be growing or you're going the other way, and we don't want to talk about what that leads to. So it's so important to have strategies in place that are very recognizable by your marketplace, that encourage the consumers to come in and try you out, and then deliver on that promise when you get them in your doors.
Have you seen any specific type of messaging that works to get people in the door? Is it like your technology offerings, your rates, or service, any other type of services, or is it kind of runs the gamut?
I think it has to be all of the above. Okay. You can't, the baseline has gone from here up to here, and you have to be able to deliver where people are. So if you've got a millennial who wants to get that first home or get that first car, you got to be able to deliver that. At the same time, the retiree who's really providing a lot of your funding, you have to have very aggressive rates that keep them invested in your credit union. So I know they say you can't be all things to all people, but you've got to hit the people in your locale where they live.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're going to miss out on something, and that could be fatal if you're not careful.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt. You got to take that bull by the horns.
Absolutely.
While it's there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very cool. Anything else to add to kind of wrap up here? Let's talk about the conference. I mean, what takeaways do you want to take back to your credit union? Speaking of, because you have this huge growth potential.
Right.
Is there anything in here in particular that you want to take back to help out with that growth?
I was at a session this morning on marketing to the non-member and how we take the non-member and segment them and make them a member. So just generate some ideas around that. What I like about this conference is they build enough time in between sessions that you have a chance to think about them, talk them over with your newfound friends, and see how you might implement them in your own shop. So there's time to reflect and think, and then see what you might try when you get back home.
Yeah, that's what I like about conferences like this, is there's a lot of brainstorming going on. I mean,
absolutely.
you go to the sessions, you get some fresh ideas, you get some new ideas, and then you go, oh, wow. And then you can talk to your fellow credit union person and go, hey, what are you guys doing?
Exactly.
What do you think about this?
I know staff is always very concerned when I come back from a conference.
Uh-oh.
That the list of things to do just doubled. From all
that's
the ideas.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah. It should be, yes, it should
be. If it's going the other way, then you're in trouble.
Then you got an issue, absolutely.
Exactly. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any other takeaways that you want to, any goals or anything
just,
that you want to achieve here?
Just would encourage all the folks out there to get involved, whether it be on the advocacy side or at the local level in helping other credit unions succeed. We're all better when we're all stronger, and we should be doing everything we can to see that we all do well.
Great message to end on, John. Thank you so much for stopping by. Well
My
done.
Pleasure. Thank you.